I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Sue Zemanek, chef of Gotro out in New Orleans. And Sue, we brought you on today to help give a little perspective on hurricane or storm recovery. But I thought we'd start by hearing a little bit more about your experience with Katrina. You were an active chef there during the hurricane. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had actually started, I took over 3 weeks before Katrina hit New Orleans. So I was fairly new at this job.
Wow, well, that's one way to make an entry. So can you tell us a little bit, after the storm hit, what shape the restaurant was in?
Well, after the storm, we had we didn't have any water damage in this part of New Orleans. We had, as far as flooding goes, but we had a lot of wind damage, and we had a 7-foot hole in the roof. And the building is 3 stories, so the water just rained inside the restaurant. And as far as refrigeration and food goes, everything was kind of left behind because we didn't know how severe the storm was going to be. So the kitchen was destroyed and the dining room.
So it must have been quite amazing, the first time you walked back into the space. And can you tell us, I know a lot of people are really having this experience now when they have, come into their space to find things completely destroyed. How did you kind of make a plan, an action plan for the following days?
Well, unfortunately, because of Katrina with the severe flooding, we weren't able to get back into the restaurant as soon as people in the Northeast are able to get back to their places. So I think a lot of our rotting food and problems in the kitchen were a lot more severe than what they're dealing with. But our first plan of action was to get all of the food and coolers and things that were perishable out of the restaurant. And then we were able to, hire some contractors and go through the insurance to get estimates on what needed to be fixed.
And would you have any advice for people who are kind of in that phase of dealing with insurance agents or reaching out to FEMA or trying to think creatively about ways to recoup some of their losses?
Well, I just think taking a lot of pictures and documenting everything that you lost down to the box of salt really helps when you show all that to your insurance company. And you just have to stick with them. They're dealing with a lot of different claims, so you just have to stay on them, and I would recommend hiring a lawyer.
And as far as kind of coming together with a more community-organized response, was that something that you guys pursued, or did you go it alone in kind of trying to recoup some of your losses?
I think we kind of did it by ourselves. I mean, as a community, we all helped each other out to help make the neighborhoods look better again and, to take care of people who needed the help. But at the end of the day, if you're a small business owner, it seemed like you were taking care of your own business yourself.
And how long was the process from, when the storm hit to when you were able to reopen?
We were closed for 1.5 years. And a lot of that had to do with getting insurance money. That's what made it so difficult to reopen.
So were you able to take care of any staff during that time? And how did you kind of make a living if the restaurant was essentially not open?
The owner was able to help some of us out, especially if we were planning on coming back and interruption insurance paid for a certain period of time. But I was actually ended up cooking for a lot of our Gotro's customers in their homes because so many restaurants were closed. So I was basically a private chef while the restaurant was being repaired.
And, is that a route, or are there other routes that people took to kind of support themselves in these interim periods that you might want to highlight that aren't on our radar here or worked particularly well for your community?
That I saw a lot of chefs doing what I did as far as private cooking and doing dinner parties and things that would normally take place in a restaurant, like large groups of people. But I think a lot of interesting things came out of Katrina, a lot of food trucks, a lot of pop-up restaurants, and people were just trying to make a living and do whatever they could creatively, what they came up with, to bring money into their business.
And can you tell us a little bit from the moment you guys were able to reopen to now, how has the response been, and how is that kind of community different post-storm?
Well, it's a lot different. Everyone couldn't wait for the restaurant to be open. And that's, you know, a positive thing that everyone in the Northeast can look forward to is that your customers want to be in the restaurant. And once you reopen, they're going to hopefully flood the restaurant like they did here. It was we were very warmly received, and people really missed the food, and we missed them. So it was a beautiful thing when we were able to reopen.
And any other pieces of advice or words of encouragement to people kind of at the beginning of this journey?
Well, I think it's a really hard journey, but at the end, I think they'll be able to handle anything that comes their way. We all grew from this experience down here, and we appreciate each other more and appreciate our customers more. And just to stay strong and stick with it and stay on top of the insurance companies.
Awesome. Sue, thanks so much.
Thank you. Well, I hope everyone's doing okay up there.
We're on the way. I mean, it's kind of in a weird way, I think, Ben, a tale of two cities where the impacts are really disparate depending on what neighborhood you're in. And then I think the kind of size and financial backing of your business is making it feel like a very different event for people in different parts of the city.
New Orleans was the same way. It was very, you know, some people didn't have any damage and other people were completely devastated. So it's hard, you know, it's hard to see your neighbor with power and then the next person down with nothing left. So we're all praying for everyone up there.
Thanks. Well, thanks for your thoughts. And should you think of anything in the future, please just shoot us an email and we'd love to kind of keep looking back for follow-up and advice and encouragement, obviously.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.